Missiles hit a train station in Ukraine. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News, and more Ukrainian civilians are killed, many trying to get away with a Russian military operation expected to escalate there.
Two Russian missiles striking the eastern town of Kramatorsk, hitting the railway station there, killing 30 with 100 or more injured. This according to Ukraine's defense ministry, a significant strike because it would definitely impede refugees from getting out and aid from getting in.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, the Russian government denies having anything to do with the train station strike. She has to wait for Justice Stephen Breyer's retirement to be sworn in, but Ketanji Brown Jackson is confirmed by the Senate to the Supreme Court. Some Republican senators walked out as the final vote was announced. Susan Collins from Maine was one of three Republicans voting for confirmation after the vote. She and Georgia Democrat Raphael Warnock tested positive for COVID-19. They're among eight members of Congress, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, testing positive this week. The Justice Department is investigating the handling of classified material sent to former President Trump when he left office.
The House Oversight Committee has been trying to get details on 15 boxes of documents that were sent to Mar-a-Lago when the former president went to Florida after leaving office. The National Archives has said some of that material is classified. The DOJ stopped the National Archives from revealing the contents of those boxes to the committee. A source tells Fox that means a DOJ investigation is about to be or is already underway. According to the Presidential Records Act, the material should have gone to the National Archives. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Israeli security forces have found and killed a Palestinian man suspected of shooting people in a crowded bar, killing two and wounding at least 10. They say they found him in a mosque and he died in a shootout. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says a major crossing into the northern West Bank near the suspected attacker's hometown will be closed indefinitely. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A former University of Kansas professor is found guilty of hiding his ties to the Chinese government.
A federal jury convicted Feng Tao with three counts of wire fraud and one count of false statements. The jury found Tao didn't disclose he was employed by a government-affiliated university in China. At the same time, he was working on research funded by the U.S. government. Investigators in the case say Tao lied to the university after moving to China to work there, claiming he was in Europe instead. He faces up to 20 years in federal prison if convicted. Neither Tao nor his lawyer have commented. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
A budget deal in Illinois has $1.8 billion going back to taxpayers. The state gas tax is suspended until January. A grocery tax is suspended for a year starting July 1st. Property tax rebates are doubled. Taxes on school supplies are frozen for a period this fall. And direct checks will be sent to some families, $50 for an individual and $100 per child. The Canadian government plans to ban most home sales to non-Canadians for the next 2 years. They're trying to bring down home prices there. The Navy wants to get rid of some smaller ships.
Years ago, the Navy wanted smaller, faster warships that could chase down pirates. Now they want to decommission 9 ships in the Freedom class of ships. Those cost a total of $4.5 billion to build, and the oldest among them is 10 years old. The Navy wants to free up the money used to maintain those ships and use it to build a more lethal fleet that can stand up to Russia or China. The Navy's proposed budget plans to decommission 24 ships, including 5 cruisers and a pair of Los Angeles-class submarines. Members of Congress are expected to balk at the idea of scrapping ships that aren't considered all that old. Sean Manchel, Fox News.
Performances of the Broadway play Plaza Suite are on hold. Its co-stars, the married couple Matthew Broderick and Sarah Jessica Parker, have both tested positive for coronavirus. They replaced Broderick with an understudy on Tuesday, but now Parker's got it too, so performances are canceled for now. Dow futures are up 122 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. And I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.